Hey guys, welcome to Jenny's Waffle House. Today is episode 2, and today we're going to be talking about anhedonia. So what is anhedonia? Anhedonia is the inability to experience pleasure or joy, and basically your mood is flat. So I would describe anhedonia as being in the desert and like not getting any rain, or living in like a black and white life, like desaturated, no color. And then yeah, that's like the best way that I would sort of describe anhedonia. Visually, if you want to see what anhedonia is like, I would watch Harry Potter and the Order of Phoenix. And there's a scene in that where a character called Dudley gets attacked by something called a Dementor. And that like sucks all the joy and the happiness out of his soul. And so he's left, you know, he's gone from like happy to sad. And you just don't feel anything. That's probably the best visual way that I could sort of explain how anhedonia is. So I had anhedonia for 7 years. So from 2011 until 2017. I think that's 7 years, I think. Don't quote me. My maths is terrible. Yeah. So I had anhedonia from 2011 till 2017. And I just didn't enjoy anything. So I still had the get up and go. I've been depressed in the past. And yeah, with depression, you don't want to go out. You don't want to see anyone. You know, your mood is flat. Because anhedonia is the cog, the main cog within depression. So that's like, you know, the main thing that makes you just feel that shit and negative. So I would, yeah, anhedonia was just fucking horrible. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I didn't really want to swear, but I can't do this episode without swearing a little bit. Because of how brutal anhedonia is. Anhedonia, if you jump on Google and you Google it, it says, anhedonia is the lack of interest, enjoyment, or pleasure from life experiences. So relationships, going out with friends, good sex, good food, going on holiday, thrill seeking, you name it, doing the stuff that you love to do, but you don't enjoy, you don't feel anything, and that's horrible. That's genuinely horrible. I experienced anhedonia in 2011 when I was diagnosed with cancer the first time. I then relapsed in 2014 with stage 2 cancer of the pelvis, which was way worse, and yeah, and I still had anhedonia. So I'd tried antidepressants in the past when I'd hit like a bout of depression, and they did help me sort of get over the depression. But then then I got my get up and go back and, you know, all that. But then I still had this, like, I just didn't enjoy things, and that's anhedonia. And after speaking to doctors and stuff like that, they were like, oh, you've just been through a lot, you know, yeah, it'll take time. Years were going by, and I just wasn't like getting anywhere. Years were going by and I still didn't enjoy what I once used to enjoy. So I was like, enough's enough. I need to sort of do my own sort of research here because no one's going to help me. I have to help myself. Now, I did medical grade research, spoke to psychiatrists, medical students, doctors, neurologists. I got, you know, medical grade books. I went to the library, looked at books there. I looked at films, documentaries, you name it. I did everything to do with the brain, what can affect the brain, trauma. Honestly, I did my research, right? And I suggest you do your research too. Now, I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna give you some insight that there is a cure for there is a cure for anhedonia, and it's called L-tyrosine. So, L-tyrosine is the only thing that got rid of my anhedonia. So, anhedonia is spelt A-N-H-E-D-O-N-I-A, anhedonia, right? I got rid of my anhedonia by taking 3 capsules of L-tyrosine. Now you're probably thinking, what is L-tyrosine? L-tyrosine is a non-essential amino acid the body makes from another amino acid called phenylalanine. Now, don't quote me if that's correct. I can't say it again because it's spelt funky. And that is an essential component for the production of several important brain chemicals called neurotransmitters, including epinephrine, norepinephrine, and dopamine. So, in short, L-tyrosine promotes healthy brain function and promotes that feel-good mood. Because when you have anhedonia, you don't feel anything. Your mood is like flatlined. And I try to kickstart my brain by doing paintballing, quad biking, zip lining, rock climbing, you name it. I was doing it. And I just, that wasn't helping. So when I came across L-tyrosine and I did a bit of research into it and all that stuff, L-tyrosine is the only thing that truly, that's the only thing that I took that got rid of my anhedonia. And I'm not bullshitting you. That's like 100% truth. And I suggest you do the research as well. Look into it. Look into L-tyrosine. Look into anhedonia. What can help? You can get L-tyrosine in powder form. You can get it in capsules, tablets. You know, it's in food, dairy, meats, nuts, wheat, stuff like that. So you can, you know, you can have it through like those things as well. But I just found it was easier. And you get like, you know, a higher dose if you take it in capsule form. So in 2017, which was February, so that's when I got rid of my anhedonia, and I'd only taken one capsule December 2016, one capsule in January 2017, and one capsule in February 2017. And you're probably thinking, why did you only take 3 capsules? I don't really know why, because if you look on the back of the package of L-tyrosine, it says take 1 to 2 capsules daily with food, and I just didn't do that. Don't ask me why, because I really don't know. I can't explain it. But I remember in February 2017, I was in a place called Maggie's, which is like a cancer support center for people who are going through cancer, relatives, if you've had cancer, anyone to do with cancer, whether you're going through it yourself, you know someone. Yeah, it's a great non-clinical place to just relax and just like get away from the hospital, basically. So I was in I was in Maggie's and somebody was telling a joke. I can't think of the joke now. But I remember laughing and the hairs on my arm stood up and I just got this wave of like relief and I could feel again because when I was laughing, I felt the joy just like spark, you know, like in my body. I can't explain it. It's like lighting a match or lighting a sparklight. It was like, it was, yeah, lighting a sparklight is probably the best way that I can describe it because I just hadn't felt it for so long. And to just feel again, just to feel joy, I rung my mom on the phone. I was like, mom, I can feel again. I can't believe it. Oh my God. Like I raced home and I listened to like some stuff like Sam Smith, because he's got a powerful voice, Adele, stuff like that, you know, Michael Bublé, stuff like that, and, you know, because they've got powerful voices, and my hair stood up on end, and I just felt like this ultimate relief. I can't explain it, and the only thing that got rid of my anhedonia was Altarazine. I've been since through a lot more traumatic stuff, and I still haven't had anhedonia. Now you're probably thinking, how is this, you know? And the only thing that I can think of is I have something called sneak energy. Now this is not an ad, but I have something called sneak energy, and that's my equivalent to coffee. Because I can't drink coffee because it just gives me gut rot, basically. I'm not going to beat you around the bush. I've tried drinking like cold coffee. I've tried all the different ones, mocha, frappe, whatever. I've tried it with different milk. Oh my God. I've tried like soy milk, hemp milk, coconut milk. I've tried it without milk. And it just, yeah, I can't drink coffee. I don't know what it is. It just doesn't agree with me. So my equivalent, my alternative to that is something called sneak energy. And what is the main component in sneak energy? 1500 milligrams of L-tyrosine. Now I have one sneak energy. I have, you add it to water, it comes as a powder. You add it to water. And I have one a day. And it just sparks this, like, you just feel great after having it. Obviously it's got caffeine in as well, so it's like equivalent to a coffee, but yeah, it's got L-tyrosine in, and like even when I don't have it, I'm not like, you know, I don't get anhedonia again, you know, it's not like that. It's, you know, the L-tyrosine in 2017 genuinely cured my anhedonia. And I say to anybody, do the research. Do the research into the brain. Do the research into anhedonia. Do the research into L-tyrosine. And make your own mind up. But that is that's truly the only thing that got rid of it for me. If I didn't come across L-tyrosine, I probably would have gone down the road of ECT, electroconvulsive therapy, electroshock therapy, basically. And that is like, you know, it doesn't hurt, so they say, but it just, you know, kickstarts your brain. But as soon as you start messing around with like electrical currents and stuff like that, I always find that like, if you start messing around with that, you're probably, you know, going into like cardiac arrest sort of like territory. And I just don't want to mess around with, you know, currents in the brain and stuff like that. You know, I'd rather just not have anything like that and be sort of disrupted. Do the research and just give it a try, because I bought my L-tyrosine capsules on Amazon. You know, it came in like an envelope, it came in like a letterbox shaped like box, you know, came through the letterbox, and yeah, I took 3 capsules and it got rid of my like anhedonia that I had for, you know, 6 or 7 years, which is crazy because so I hope this episode helps. Yeah, short and sweet this one. if you enjoy the content, stay tuned, and yeah.